Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We're joined now by the head lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins University, Dave Petromala. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Brett, how you doing?
Doing well. You're on the eve of something brand new in the history of Johns Hopkins lacrosse, a conference game. How do you feel?
We were excited for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the historical component of this, you know, the first conference game ever for Johns Hopkins lacrosse, and then the first Big Ten lacrosse game ever, kind of exciting for us to be associated with and certainly be a part of that. So that's exciting. And quite frankly, we feel like it's a new season and a new opportunity. Here we enter conference play and got a chance to, earn our way into the conference tournament and then hopefully earn an NCAA playoff berth. So we're excited about that part of the new season as well.
It is interesting. It comes in a year where you've started 3-5. You need this conference game to get this second chance almost and to find your way into the NCAA tournament. In an ironic way, it's come that way.
Well, you can look at it that way, that's for sure. The nice part is our numbers, SOS and RPI, are all great. But given the fact that, in my opinion, we've squandered a couple of opportunities at a conference, the conference games now become, they loom larger. And they become, obviously that much more important, and it is, fitting and fortunate that we made this, grand decision and this very important decision to join a conference. And lo and behold, here we are. And the reason, one of the reasons why we joined, it may play a major role in our moving forward.
And I want to be very clear about this. You've had some agonizing, and I mean agonizing, losses this season so far, and you've been around a long time. But I don't recall a team ever losing a couple of 16-5 games, one of them in overtime, one of them last week to UVA, other close games, 3 goals to Syracuse, a close one to Towson on the road, a 2-goal loss in Chapel Hill. I mean, these are close games against good teams by the thinnest of margins.
Yeah, the ones that really stand out to us are the ones up in Syracuse, the Princeton, and the Virginia ones. Those were all games we had opportunities to win. We were tied late in the game. In two of them, we even took a lead with a minimal amount of time left. And it's just that you are what your record says you are, and we are 3-5. But I think this team is better than that. And as far away as we think we are at moments, and you look at the record, you say, "Gosh, we've got a long way to go." You look at where we were in those games, and that we were in every one of those games, and had more than our share of opportunities to win that game, those games, and in two cases, feel like we gave them away. It's exciting to know that we still have some things in front of us. Many of our goals are still attainable through the conference, but it has been challenging, to deal with that, and at times a bit frustrating. But at the end of the day, we've just got to keep working. We got to keep grinding. We got to keep getting better, and we just got to find a way to win this game, and then take the next step after that.
Is there a common theme in these close losses that you see that are things that are showing up late that have hurt the Blue Jays?
Well, yeah, I would tell you, our greatest weakness is our level of inconsistency. In the last 4 minutes of a game offensively, we've become inconsistent. Against Virginia, we have the ball up 2 goals, a little less, around 2 minutes, and we squander a lead. And down the other end, we just don't get the stops that we need to make. So what we're doing is we're making mistakes at really critical junctures of the game, and it's almost like we're sabotaging ourselves. And unfortunately, that's been a part of our DNA, and we work every day to change that and to fix it. We do a lot of situational lacrosse, and have done maybe more so in recent weeks than ever. And I'm a firm believer that we can change. We can change that. You make your own luck, and we'll keep working hard. The guys have maintained a positive attitude. And, I just think what we need to get that one game where we get over the hump and you can kind of breathe a bit of a sigh of relief and leave a game feeling good about yourself. These kids, unfortunately, have dealt with an awful lot this year, and the losses are just a small portion of that. But it all starts to add on, and to their credit, they've been extraordinarily resilient. They've stuck together, and will continue to do that.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, these close losses, looking back at this season, will probably seem pretty small. Dave Petromala is with us, the head lacrosse coach at JHU, and it's Rutgers tomorrow. It's at Homewood Field, a very special day, which I want to get to in a moment. It's at 2 p.m. for the faceoff. But first, Coach, what do we know about this Rutgers team?
Well, I know they're playing good lacrosse right now. You know, they've put up 21, 11, and 17 in their last three games, and I don't care who your opponents are. You're putting up those kind of numbers. You're playing pretty good offense. They bring to the table a faceoff guy that's 155-23. I mean, he's up close to 70% and is one of the premier guys in the country. They've got a solid D. They're well coached. So, you know, when you look at them, you know, one of your concerns is possessions. You know, if they happen to get a goal, can they turn around and get another faceoff and then get another goal? So they're very capable of going on runs. They're capable of stopping runs. The kid at the Nardella at the faceoff X has really had a good year. Their three attackmen, Beta, Tressolini, and Henningberg, are all having good years. You know, Beta and Tressolini at the top of that list. So they're a well-coached team, you know, and what's interesting is we've had to really acquaint ourselves with them. Going into this week, you know, obviously you don't know as much about Rutgers as you do about Syracuse and Virginia because we haven't played Rutgers in quite some time. So it's been, you know, not only an effort to, you know, just prepare for them, but it's to get to know them, to get to know the personnel, and to get to know their coaching tendencies as well.
And then tomorrow, throughout the day and game, they'll be honoring the championship Hopkins teams from 70, 80, 85, and 2005. A lot of special teams in honor of this new era of Hopkins lacrosse, and a team I was very fond of, your national championship team of 2005. Kyle Harrison will be there tomorrow, Paul Rabel, Jesse Schwartzman, Jake Byrne, among many others from each of those championship years. So tomorrow we'll have a lot of other special meaning, I'm sure, for you and for the program.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about Hopkins is the level of tradition and the championship tradition, you know, that we've had here. And we've been blessed in my tenure here to have two national championships. And the 05 group will be honored this, you know, this weekend. I just had the opportunity not long before talking with you to sit with Pete LeSueur, Kip Mallow, and Lou Braun, three guys that were seniors on the 2005 team and three special guys. You know, and to relive some of those memories, and maybe equally as fun was, you know, the practice stories, the locker room stories, the bus trip stories. It was great to reconnect with them, and it's going to be exciting for us in our first game in Big Ten play to have, you know, all those champions from those eras come back and to honor them and have them here on that special day.
What a team that was, by the way. Remember that national championship like it was yesterday. I'm sure you do, too, in some ways, although amazingly 10 years ago. Dave Petromala, the head lacrosse coach at Hopkins, big game tomorrow, 2 o'clock at Homewood against Rutgers as Hopkins jumps into conference play for the first time ever in program history. Coach, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brett. Great to talk to you again.
And good luck tomorrow. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.